Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I love this time of year, but things start to go around and
Yeah, and it's and we had our first frost like this week, and it was just, I mean, it's fine. Yeah, I also have my flu and COVID shot, so which I think is kind of doing stuff too. So, but I'm
yeah.
yeah. It's just one of those weeks.
Yeah. I get it.
No, it is fun though. I do like the leaves and all that and the changing. I like fall in general, so. Oh, I can't wait till the holiday season. Yay! More time off.
I need time off.
Oh, yeah, it's just been busy.
Okay. Do you see the agenda?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm putting in attendance. I don't know. I know Whitney isn't able to come. Did Yael do notes last time? No, it was on. Wait, was it Autumn or? Should remember that. Oh,
Oh,
right.
Ryan did it.
Yeah.
Are we figuring out whose turn it is to take notes?
I was going to wait until more people got here, but
Okay.
yes, we know that Whitney's not going to be here today. They posted in Slack. So Yael or Rob, will one of you be able to take notes today?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Let's give it a couple more minutes to see if we can get a few more people.
Thanks for responding faster than me, Rob.
Oh,
I'll do it next week.
I should slow down. No, it's fine.
Note taking is a thankless job. Somebody's got to do it. Although a lot of power comes with note taking, you can control the message to some extent.
Oh, I don't know. I guess to some extent, yeah. We put the notes in the far right column, is that correct? Yes, okay.
Or actually, in the column in the middle, this is meeting
Oh,
notes.
meeting notes. There it is. Yes.
Yeah. And then
Oh,
decisions or
decisions.
actions goes in the right.
Got it. Yeah.
I don't know how well we have been working with that. When I've taken notes in the past, what I've done often is just open another document. It's just easier. And then afterwards, like if there's been like action items where somebody says that they're, like Ryan is gonna, get more information from the developers, or Jennifer and Christy are working on this document or something like that, then I'll put that in the Yeah.
decisions.
Okay, great. I should actually look for that more. Just because I haven't been looking at it regularly or going back to it after the meetings. Doesn't mean it hasn't been populated. Anyway, thanks. Thanks to our note takers. Let's go ahead and get started with announcements. Does anybody have any announcements?
I do the I should probably get a link. The recordings are up from WolfCon. And I will.
Jennifer, do you know if they're all up? Because we had a meeting yesterday at Stanford where people who had gone to WolfCon reported back to the rest of us, sort of like different sessions and what was good. And they said that the keynotes weren't up yet.
Yeah, unfortunately for the keynotes, Peter is trying to align it up with the actual slides directly, and the slides coming from the keynote speakers themselves. There was an issue with how it was routed by the AV people, so that the slides were actually a little blurry. So Peter didn't want to put in, that recording, so he's kind of doing a mishmash. So yeah, I do realize. So the keynotes aren't done just as yet. Hopefully soon, but the rest should be. There were like five or six that did not record. Oh well. I'm not sure. Not sure why, but yeah, it didn't happen.
And I think that there were a few that were not being put up on the YouTube channel at the request of the speaker, but those are available, I believe, password protected in the autosave drives where all the Zoom recordings are.
Yeah, there were four where people specifically opted out of YouTube. One was the resource access one, and I can find the list of the others.
Okay, thanks. This isn't really an announcement. It's actually a question about like upcoming agendas, and I want to make sure that we don't drop whatever momentum we had going with the acquisition SIG, talking about acquisitions related imports. So I was thinking that on the 29th of October we could have another we could return to an acquisitions topic and focus on acquisitions related JIRAs. So if you have any thoughts about how you would like to see that session go, feel free to reach out. And in the coming days, I'll reach out to the acquisitions SIG to get some feedback from them on that date just to make sure that it works and some topic ideas. Oh, thanks for posting that, Jennifer. Okay, then let's go ahead and get started with our discussion topic today. We're going to return to the wiki process documentation that we started talking about last time, the participation and development guide. Today, we'd like to focus on maybe both, but see how far we get either, or like I said, both data import filing a bug or data import filing a new topic as ways of moving forward with like questions, concerns. And really, development of the data import SIG. Before we jump into the new topics, does anyone have any further reflections on the participation and development guide, the overarching approach that we're taking to developing some structure around how we operate as a SIG, how we make decisions, and how we move forward? Okay. There's always time to jump in with any feedback at any time. Does anyone have any thoughts about whether we should start with a process for filing a bug or a process for filing a new topic?
Can I put a vote in for bugs first? I feel like I really want to solve, like them to solve all the bugs before they start implementing new things. So if we could focus on that, that would make me happy.
Okay, so we have two votes for bugs. I just want to make sure that anyone who has any strong counter arguments to moving forward with bugs first, give them an opportunity to speak up.
Are we including in the definition of bugs things that, so we're hosted by EBSCO, and sometimes we submit a case about a thing that's not working correctly, and EBSCO come back and says, well, that's actually working as designed, and so if you want this change made, go ahead and submit an enhancement request. Are we including in the definition of bugs things that are really are bugs but are considered features?
So I am really glad that you brought this up for a number of reasons. I think that we should start with, providing an operational definition of bug, right? Drawing some boundaries around what we mean by this. And it also gives me a little bit of a chance to apologize to Ryan for last time because I kind of brought this up last time where I have had that historically, that same pushback where something was working and then it breaks, but it wasn't intended to work that way, or something was implemented, but the way that it implemented actually doesn't solve the problem or work for us in our real life scenarios. And so I brought that up last week, and I want to thank Ryan for like being so open and gracious when we are having these discussions, because I think that it's really hard. As a user, we are not thinking about things as bugs, or we are not thinking about whether or not something is an enhancement or not. For us, if a piece of functionality, is supposed to work, but it doesn't work in our environment, that's a bug, right? Whether or not the developers think it's a bug or not. So coming up with like some boundaries to make it, less stressful for us as users to have these conversations and to bring things up and to make sure that things get addressed and we don't get stuck in the language of is this a bug or is this not a bug? I think that we have some leeway as a SIG to draw some boundaries about what we consider a bug. And then hopefully we can hear from Ryan about how we can best engage with developers on that, because I think that when we have processes, when we have established pathways, then it doesn't feel like a roadblock, right? Because ultimately it doesn't matter whether it's working as intended. What matters is that it's not working for us, right? And yes, Yael is saying if we as a SIG think it's a bug, we should fill out the JIRA and then we can engage with the developers. I see you have your hand raised, Vivian, so go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to wait until you were done and not do my usual interrupting thing. I think you just did a really good job of actually giving us a starting point for how to define something as a bug versus a feature versus new development. if something occurs and we lose functionality, something that was working in a certain way no longer works that way, that could well be a good starting point of what defines a bug. However, I do also think that bringing so I've got a thing, and I don't really have a thing because I don't have an ex good example, but I have a thing, and I'm not sure, and I think it's a bug, but my hosting site said no, this is working as intended. This is an enhancement request, but I still kind of feel like it's a bug. Maybe if I bring it to the SIG, and the SIG discusses the thing, maybe the SIG could help decide for consensus whether the given thing is a bug or new development.
I think that that's also a really great suggestion about how to make sure it doesn't stall out, right? Because if say the developers say it's working as intended, then that is probably true. It is working as someone intended, right? But that shouldn't be the end of the story. And so we need to think about how do we keep that moving. So that also may be, part of our process is it is not just putting together, the page on how to file a bug and the page on how to file a new topic. It's how do we navigate between these spaces, right? What happens when something is a bug, but it also needs to be a topic, right? And this could be one of those triggers, right? You filed a bug, you get this feedback. That should be a trigger that this needs to be discussed in the SIG. And so it needs to be added to the topic. So we make sure that it gets surfaced, or there needs to be a way to make sure that this gets surfaced in the SIG for discussion and that it gets addressed and there is some kind of, conclusion or closure or closing the loop. Making sure that it gets routed and moved to the next step in the process. Vivian?
I think there's also the nuance, additional piece of nuance, which is this is not working the way I would expect it to work, which is not necessarily this is not working as intended. I mean, so there's also the thing that I think is a bug because it's not working the way I would expect it to work, that maybe really isn't even an actual bug. It's just that my expectations are different from the way that the product was designed. I mean, just another piece of nuance. It's not anything new. It's just a bringing that to the discussion as well. And again, another reason I think that it would be very good to have discussions of these sorts of things in the SIG.
I agree. And that's kind of like, a concrete example of that is the discussion last time when we were talking about mark modifications. They were implemented in a very specific way, and they don't really like meet all of our original use cases, right? So what do we do next? How do we make sure that all of the original use cases or the use cases that we currently have, don't get lost? That we're not closing that loop without, making sure everything's like inside and contained, right? Or addressed. So yeah, figuring out how to have these conversations, I think is going to go a long way to making sure that we have that MVP product as well. So maybe there needs to be another pathway. To flagging something that we need to make sure that this is on our MVP list, right? Or that this gets captured, and it's not. I do feel like we're kind of relying on these conversations about bugs, or we're a little bit being retroactive in how we think about the MVP, rather than or maybe just reactive. We're reacting to the functionality. It doesn't do this. Why not? rather than saying this is what it should do, does it? But flagging, making sure that we can flag things and figure out how they get, documented and routed into that MVP discussion as well, which we will return to as a process after we get, filing a bug and filing a new topic addressed. Are there any other thoughts about what is a bug that we should surface? Jennifer and I can reflect on and perhaps add, some parameters or boundaries to the filing a bug process. Or maybe this is best for the participation and development guide. You need to know what a bug is before you know what this pro what when should you use this process, right? Any other feedback about that aspect of this, and then we can jump into talking about the process itself. Okay, so how did everyone have a chance to review this process before the meeting?
I confess I have not.
Okay. So there are a couple of aspects to this before you even jump into like filing a bug, which really means opening a JIRA of type bug. There are a couple of, things that we can talk about. So one of the first things is, and this also has to do with, I guess kind of like what is a bug, and that is recreating your job profile in Folio Snapshot or in the Bugfest environment that is the same Flower version in which you are working. And the reason for doing this is so that you can point, it makes it really easy for the developers to reproduce the behavior. Part of the purpose of doing this is to confirm that it's also not your local environment. There are things that happen in our local environment that don't happen in, Bugfest. We're on Ramsons. They're not happening in Ramsons Bugfest. The one thing that I will say that's different from the draft here is that you can test things in Folio Snapshot, but Folio Snapshot gets overwritten. Regularly, if you do it in Bugfest, the data import profiles and the files will stay around, and you can provide links to those in the JIRA. And Ryan can probably speak to whether or not this is actually true, but I've always thought that if I could point to a data import profile on Bugfest that says, okay, if you use this profile, this is happening and that should not be happening. But that is a really useful thing, and you can't do that on Folio Snapshot. So Snapshot is great for also verifying whether or not it's still a problem in the most current release, but it's not necessarily the best environment for sharing out an import profile or data within the confines of a JIRA. Does anyone else have any Thanks, Ryan is saying in chat that directing a specific job or profile in Bugfest can be super helpful. That's good to know. Does anybody else have other like practices for confirming that something is a bug or testing?
And also bring it to lab and us and show it
Oh,
maybe
right. We should
somebody
make
else. Somebody
sure
will
that
notice that
that goes
something in your
in.
profile that could be changed or something that would make it work.
I have in the past posted, since I'm not always able to get to lab, since I haven't been able to get to lab, I have sometimes posted in the Slack channel. And on at least one occasion, they came back, "Congratulations, you've discovered a bug."
Right. Yeah. No, that is all good information. It also might be useful writing up like what is the relevant information that when you're taking bringing something to lab or when you're sharing in the Slack channel, what is the so that you can be proactive in giving everyone the information that they need to understand your issue. And maybe providing some examples. I think it would be great to provide maybe a link to like a PDF example of like an exemplar bug and its attachments on this page because, sometimes our language fails, but when paired with a tangible example, it just supports it in another way. One of the questions that I have about this is what to do when you cannot point to a job profile, or you cannot recreate your bug in a shared project environment like Bugfest. For us, this is especially relevant to order imports. The order imports rely on, complex, finance environments, and we can't reproduce those in, or we can't reproduce those easily in Bugfest just to test, just to get our profiles to work. Even if we don't require the complex finance environment for it to load, or for even if the bug is not related to the finance component, we still need that information just to get the order to, not throw those types of errors so that you can get to the actual error that is at issue. And that's something that we might want to figure out as a community, or maybe we can take that up at the future meeting where we talk about orders. Right. Any other thoughts about, testing or confirming a bug before filing a JIRA? Okay. The other, pre-JIRA tip is to, if you're unsure about whether or not something is a bug or want to know if this is already a known issue, verify with the community in Slack. You should also verify that it isn't already in JIRA. Maybe we should also at some point have a JIRA searching workshop in data import. I struggle to find JIRAs myself. For instance, just this morning, one JIRA, this JIRA was brought to my attention. where field mapping profiles where you like start to add something and then you don't finish and then you save it and it's like an empty mapping row will result in nothing being mapped. We've actually been experiencing this with our order import profiles for many versions of Folio, and I would have sworn up and down that we had filed a JIRA about this a long time ago, and I couldn't find one. And that doesn't actually mean it's not there. I have a really hard time finding JIRAs, even JIRAs that I've created in so yeah. Okay, great. There's a plus one for how to locate JIRAs. But are there other places that we should be looking to, sorry, are there other places that we should be looking before filing a JIRA? Yeah. And we do need to think about how to like what is out of scope for this is your internal practices, right? Whatever your internal process is for filing with your service provider, making sure it's not an environmental issue. I guess this also assumes that that has been done. And this is probably the next step after that. And that's going to be different for everybody. Okay. So, what is the best way for us to move forward with how to file a bug in the Folio community JIRA? I guess maybe I can, let's see. I should have thought more about this before this session. It might be, let me stop sharing for a moment. I guess I can open a JIRA and edit it while we walk through the steps.
You
Yeah.
can create one and then like cancel it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do that. Will somebody have the steps up? If I'm sharing my screen, I will not, and I don't want to be flipping back and forth between the steps and the JIRA itself. Will somebody be able to read out the next written step for me? This is also kind of a way of validating those steps, making sure we haven't forgotten anything.
I can share my screen if you want. Will that
Well,
make?
I was going to share my screen with the JIRA.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have only just come back after a few minutes away from the discussion. My apologies.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. So if I'm going to go to Folio, I'm just going
Yeah.
to go here.
I have it open. So,
Thank
but
you.
I don't know if I'm the best person because I wrote the steps, so but anyway, here goes. All right. I click on the plus create in the upper right hand. Oh, there you go. Okay. So select mod data import as the project. And then select bug. And the summary, this is the title of the issue. Add just enough information that captures the core of the issue. Righty. And then description.
Okay, so we don't need to use any templates.
On this one, I just didn't because
Okay.
I'm not sure what the templates are and and maybe we can add this to the instructions too. I did everything that I skipped. Like I didn't exactly say, here's everything on the screen. So I only put in like an explanation for what we're filling out. So maybe I can add that to the instructions as well. So after the summary description, so describe what you're,
Actually, before we
yeah.
move on, can I just respond to that and say, So there used to be a template that in fact, I used it for years, and I haven't been using it recently, but it was just like a standard bug write-up template. We could actually create a template that has all of the like components of what we would want in the description and then save it, but that's for our future selves. Just an idea. Maybe we can capture that in the notes. All right.
Yeah, I think we have to ask Peter Murray for that. And we have the hosted version. Yeah, but we can always ask him if it's possible. So description, describe what you're trying to do. Include information on your job description, your incoming mark file. Describe what you expected to happen and what actually happens. And it's helpful to include screenshots of your job profile and mappings, as well as to upload your incoming mark file. And if you tested elsewhere, like Bugfest or Folio Snapshot, include a description of what happened. And if you tested in Bugfest, include a link to the job description and the log. If you showed this off in data import, include the link to the recording that details the issue. And after you've done all of that, at Ryan Taylor, the PO for data import, about this new bug in the description and provide, just adding Ryan Taylor, he'll get the link to the issue.
I think that after we do this demo, it's worth having a discussion to kind of standardize what goes in the description, because I actually have not been doing a lot of that. And I think that there are a couple of other things that I have been doing. When I write stuff up, so we should return to that.
Alrighty.
Like, I have not been like including links to like recordings at all. I think that I have included like dates, like if it was discussed, I just say it was discussed in the data import sig on this day. But you know, I mean, so I think that we need to balance. That seems like a lot of work to like look up the recording. And I want to make sure that we make this like really we also don't want to like create a really high barrier for filing these so that it seems that they don't actually get filed.
This is kind of what our hosting provider asks us, and this is the level of when we ask people to report stuff, this is what we ask them to give us. And they might not have links to recordings, but we definitely need to understand like what the job was, what they expected to happen, what should happen, and we definitely want that incoming mark file.
No, I actually agree with all of that. But it was also a lot of, I think that that's also something that I'm going to need to read to really process everything that was just read to me. I'm sure I missed some things. Anyway, Brian.
Hey, sorry if I just jumped in or caught this conversation in the middle. I had to step away for a moment, but just speaking about the idea of attachments when filing a bug, if there's, as Jennifer noted, if there's a specific mark file that should be used to duplicate the issue, or any other type of file, Edifact if we're doing something like that, is definitely important. If you have a very specific scenario that you need to duplicate, that's super helpful. And then in addition, anything, you'll want to write out steps to duplicate, but in addition to that, anything you have like screenshots or if you happen to make a recording, it doesn't need to be anything huge, but a little 30-second recording or something that shows, here's a job I ran, here's what happened, and here's what I saw. Things like that can be really helpful for the team to quickly understand what the situation is. So I would say like attachments are not required, but they're if they're available, they're super helpful.
Thank you for that. For some reason, when I heard recording, I was imagining going back and reviewing the recording from the data import SIG and finding the segment where it was discussed. That is
Oh,
like
yeah, I
what
would advise
crossed
against
my mind. And I was like, that
that.
seems like a lot of work. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think also just like if you yeah the th I've done this in the past, like where it's just weird enough you can replicate it, but it's like weird. So then I think that some of the developers who sometimes English is not their native language, it's very helpful to have that visual cue as well, just so it's very, very clear what you're encountering. Yeah.
And they say a picture is worth a thousand words. So much, sometimes it's so much easier just to show what the problem is.
But yeah, I would not dig out like recordings of the SIG unless you like demoed something and it was right there. But we're talking about the recording maybe from when you did it at the data import lab or you did it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just missed something because I was listening to you and not like reading it. And I apologize for taking that in a direction that wasn't implied.
No, and it's probably because it's not clear in the disruption. So we can, make that clearer as well. Yeah. Yeah. All righty. So are we good? Okay. Development team, Fullajet. And then affected version, select the flower version that you tested it in. Which I don't think these have flower versions. So maybe I'll just leave that one out. Okay. A label.
I never fill out affected version.
I don't think I do either. That's all right. I can take that out. Labels. Oh, that okay, that's what I did. Sorry. Release. So you have affected versions if you go back up.
Well, I was going to go down to the bottom because at the bottom there's affected releases, and
Yeah.
I usually check one of these, and I leave all of this alone here.
Yeah, and that's the one I wanted to put in. So I'm going to do affected releases. All right. There we go. Okay. Labels. So here I put add labels for support and then data import SIG needs review.
Oh.
Oh, you almost had it. Yeah, there we go. And then environment was so describe the environment you tested in or environment, such as, like ransoms, CSP5.
Okay.
And then if there's a potential workaround or not, sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Then effective, and if there's no workaround, you can just leave blank. Effective institution, you can add all if it's everyone. Normally at this point, you're kind of it's everyone. And then the last one I had was the affected releases, which I wanted to put in. And then here I can put you can ignore all the other fields. And once you're done, click on the create button, and we don't want to do that.
All right. Thanks for walking us through that, Jennifer.
Sure, it's good. I'll clean up some language, but yeah.
I think the one thing that we didn't bring up was whether or not we should at Ryan Taylor in the description, or in a comment. I have not been doing that. And I don't know, Ryan, how do you feel about that? If we flag Folajet, is that enough, or should we be explicitly adding you?
I would say, yeah, if you haven't done it or you forget to, that's fine. Because setting it to Folajet will get it to the team no matter what. We'll get it reviewed and refined and all that good stuff. I think I don't have a problem with getting added on everyone. I think it'll be good because that way that'll trigger as soon as you submit this, it'll trigger a ping, a notification on my Jira, so I'll be able to see it as it's coming in, and have a sense of, even if I can't immediately get to it, I know there's something for me to talk with the team about. So I think it's a good practice. But rest assured, if you forget to tag me, it will get to the team no matter what.
Thank you. I didn't want to like bombard you with stuff. Not that I open a lot of Jiras. So I feel more confident in doing that and not being annoying since you've shared that. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the concern, but go for it, I say. Flood my inbox, which I don't think will actually happen, but don't
Okay.
worry about it.
All right, thanks. So, what other question do we have about this process or feedback? Are we missing anything? Yael?
I might have missed this because I had to step away for a second, but did we talk about sharing, like after you open the Jira, sharing that you have on Slack so that like if people are interested in the same topic, then we could make sure to watch it? Because if you click like the watch button on any Jiras you're interested in, then you get notified when anything is updated on. It's really helpful.
We actually haven't talked about how to do that or whether we should do that or what the appropriate pathways are for keeping us all up to date on these. I know I am always, it sounds bad, but to say I'm excited when I hear about other bugs, but I would rather hear about them sooner rather than later. So I can go and see if it's impacting us and how. Jennifer?
I did put that down. I said, because sometimes after you click create, Jira does this funny thing. You'll get like a link and a pop-up, and then all of a sudden it's all gone. So I put, remember to note down the link to the bug in Jira. Then I also said, this is step four. You can share this in the Slack channel, especially if it's affecting all institutions. So it's not like you must do that, but that way people can watch and vote for the Jira issue that you posted.
Katie?
Yeah, I just had a question regarding adding the support label. When to do that? Is that for like every bug we should to get the attention of the support sig, or is there certain criteria? I've always been confused by that.
So that is a long-standing practice. I like adding the support sig, the support because then they will sort of manage that and make sure it doesn't get forgotten.
right? And they will keep surfacing it. I've never been told that that's not something that we should do. I don't add it if it's not really a bug, but if it is, and especially if it's a bug that is affecting our production environment, I always personally add it. I don't know. Do you have any insights to that, Ryan?
I don't really know. I do think if we're making a distinction of what kinds of tickets to apply it to, I do think the bug makes the most sense. And yeah, I think as you noted, it gives like another realm of checks and balances to make sure, another group is aware of it and it doesn't fall through the cracks. So, that's always good. So yeah, I think as far as bugs go, I think it's a good practice.
All right, that's good to know. Okay, any final thoughts on filing a bug? And if not, then Jennifer and I will reflect on this documentation. And since she actually did the primary construction of this page, I will take it upon myself to go in and incorporate our feedback from today's session and share it out before next week's meeting. We're not going to get to filing a new topic, but we can take that up as our primary discussion topic next time. And we have about 10 minutes left, and I don't know if we have much time for anything to dive into a new topic. But Jennifer did note that the topic that we discussed last time, mark modifications fail for updates, has been assigned to Sprint 229. I don't know if you have any updates for us on that, Ryan.
Yeah, no major update yet. I think this ticket will kind of it may morph a bit once the team has an opportunity to really dig into it. So that's kind of what. So having it set to that sprint when we are there, the team will kind of dig into it and consider options, and it might lead to kind of a larger conversation. So I'll keep you all posted once the team has an opportunity to dig into it, but nothing of note right now. We don't necessarily have a decision of how to approach it just yet, but I'll keep you all in the loop.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. So the new topics that we had were from the topic tracker, log UI enhancements to add date start and stop running date and times to the summary log page and include the date time data start and end somewhere in the data import individual job view. And then we had the Jira issue that a long standing Jira issue bug. Data import log error messages are inconsistent. And that's actually a really big topic. I don't think we have time for that. Do we want to try and tackle the log UI enhancements topic? And I believe that was a Stanford addition to the topic tracker, correct?
Yes, it was.
Um,
It
do you, do you feel like this is something that we can start touching on today, or should we save it for next week?
mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, I don't, I mean, and then the question is this going to be, I guess, comes back to always the same question. Is this a new feature? Are we asking for enhancement? Like, is this something that's really complicated, or like, and is it something that anybody else wants besides Stanford?
Sorry, do you have the ticket number for this? Or is this just on the topic
There
tracker?
is no tick. There is no
It's just on the
ticket
topic
yet.
tracker. Got it.
And I guess the question also is, should we create a ticket?
Yeah, the reason I picked it, because I think Ryan, we did, we talked about it very, very briefly, like, and this is maybe some time ago, and I think you mentioned it's like this is a UI thing rather than, doing anything in the mods. So that's one of the reasons why I picked it, but I think it's just making consistent kind of that you're always seeing the date, the start and stop and running dates both on a here in like the, I'm just going to call it the short view. And then if you look at, if you click on the file name, so you also see it here. So you're not flipping like back and forth.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. I think for this, what I can do, because is pretty self-explanatory. I can take this and link it under the larger logs enhancements epic that I've been piecing together. And this could be something I think likely, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I'll put this under the epic and then we can find a place for it in the mix, because I think there's a good handful of things that we're considering either for Umbrella Leaf 4 or next release in the realm of log enhancements. And so I'll put this in the mix and we can scheme up a plan for this. And I think you're right, Jennifer. This would hopefully just be a UI only thing, which could make it easier to implement for the team if we don't need to, if it's just a matter of pulling in pre-existing data and showing it in a new spot. Fingers crossed, it would be a smaller project. So yeah, I can take that lead, and I'll post something to the chat once I have something in Jira for this.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I can say that this is not something that we at Chicago would complain about. I frequently have to like, it's not uncommon to like clip back to the sort of this overview page just to see when something ran and how long it took when you have that question. Okay, any other final comments on that topic or anything else that we've discussed today? I'm not going to try and talk about anything else in the next 4 minutes. All right. Thanks, everyone. I think we had a really productive meeting, and we will see you next time to talk about managing topics for discussion.
Thanks,
Bye.
all. Bye.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Bye now.